Most home gardeners will have a container of the weed killer Roundup in their shed. Its active ingredient, glyphosate, is the most commonly used herbicide on the planet. Four Corners investigation has revealed the chemical hasn't been formally reviewed by the Australian regulator in more than two decades. That's despite glyphosate being classified as a probable human carcinogen by the World Health Organization's Cancer Agency in 2015. Stephanie March reports.
Farmer Peter Mailer has been using glyphosate on his family farm at Bogabilla in northern New South Wales for decades.
I would go close to 100% of conventional farmers use Roundup to some extent in their farming system.
He's so sure that the weed killer is safe, his daughter Georgie often helps him spray it over their massive property.
If you take the necessary precautions as you would with any chemical compound, the product is actually very safe.
Chemical giant Monsanto originally patented glyphosate in 1974 and created the multi-billion dollar product Roundup. The chemical was classified as a probable human carcinogen by the World Health Organization's cancer agency IARC in 2015. In August, there was another blow to Roundup's reputation.
A California jury awarded nearly $300 million to a former school groundskeeper who sued Monsanto, claiming its weed killers, including Roundup, gave him non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Monsanto is challenging the verdict. The company's senior vice president, Scott Partridge, says more than 800 studies and reviews have found glyphosate to be safe.
It has just an amazing, amazing record of not just productivity and use, but also the extent to which it has been examined and scrutinized and studied over 40 years.
But concerns have been raised about the level of scrutiny in Australia. Four Corners can reveal that glyphosate hasn't been formally reviewed by the regulator, the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority, since 1995. The authority's CEO is Dr. Chris Parker.
We looked at the IARC report and had an extensive scientific evaluation of the IARC report, and we concluded that there was no reason for us to be changing our regulatory position on glyphosate and that glyphosate remains safe to use in the Australian environment.
Questions have been raised about the APVMA's independence, as most of its funding comes from fees and levies from the industry it regulates.
How can the public expect that you'll seriously police these products when you directly benefit from the sale of these products? You seem to have a financial interest in keeping these products on the shelves.
No, we don't have a financial interest in it. Our interest is ensuring that the products in the marketplace work and are safe. And I think our track record over the years and our track record since I've been in charge of the organisation suggests that we take that particular responsibility extremely seriously.
But Cancer Council Australia's CEO, Sanchia Aranda, is calling for a thorough and independent review of glyphosate.
We would certainly think it would be appropriate for Australia to do its own review of this literature. We would, though, need to make sure that that review was fully independent.
That's Cancer Council Australia's Sanchia Aranda ending that report from Stephanie March. You can see more on that story tonight on Four Corners.